Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett. It's up.
We are 2 days removed from the most magical Ole Miss moment, certainly in my 36 years of existence. I'm sure the same can be said for Brad and pretty much everybody listening right now. And the Kool-Aid movement finally arrived at its final destination. I was there on the magical Sunday. So was Brad in the stands, hopefully wearing a Kool-Aid shirt. I still haven't come down. Brad, how you doing?
That was probably the best Ole Miss sports moment of my life. I know talking to multiple people, they felt the same. Man, that first night, it felt surreal. The 3 home runs in a row. I broke my shades. I hugged random people. It's one of those moments where you're so excited, you don't give a shit what anybody thinks. Like, you're literally that crunk in the stand. So, that was fun, man. I've never been a part of an Ole Miss event where it was so, they walk out of the stadium, everybody was high five. It was a lot of fun, man. I mean, it's almost like Ole Miss finally broke through, won a national title in one of the big 3 sports. And like, hey, it's almost like, man, why can't we do this more often? So, gosh, that was fun.
It was one of the greatest days of my life, and I am not unique. You're probably going to say the same thing. And Ole Miss fans listening, they'll say the same thing. The Braves were it last year for me. And I was in 4th grade when the Cowboys won their last title. Ole Miss has never won a title, never gotten to Atlanta in football. The Braves have won in my lifetime. But when I'm now of age to truly appreciate it, to understand how rare it is, to share it with 25,000 of my closest friends, many of which, all of which almost, I didn't even know, but we felt like we knew each other by how we hugged, embraced, high-fived. Every person in the street had something to say. And we all experienced it together. I'm already a sentimental person. But 2 days later, I'm more sentimental and growing more sentimental by the day. There's nothing about that experience that I would trade or do differently. Staying with my Ole Miss friends, my closest Ole Miss friends, Jeff Robertson and Chase Parham, to experience the Ole Miss moment with my Ole Miss friends, that was special. Staying in 2 Airbnbs, one was called The Jungle, and the other one was built in the 1800s and creaked and scared the crap out of me, but it was delightful. Spending the final few outs when Ole Miss won the thing with high school friends, my childhood friends, who I grew up with, telling them, hey, man, if Ole Miss could just win one, dreaming while we were sitting in class, hanging out on a boring Wednesday at my house. Man, if Ole Miss just won one, all of it, celebrating on the field with players and coaches and other Ole Miss media guys that I've been around, gone through all the stuff with. It was special. And I'll be real, I have shed a tear or two for the last 3 or 4 days. It was just a magical thing. Did you cry?
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of came out, man. It's like one of those things where everything kind of flashes before your eyes, man. Because, I mean, I've been following, I mean, there's people that have much longer than me. But, you know, since I can remember as a kid, like, growing up, that's all I had, man. Like, I didn't, like, I've said this on here before. We didn't go on family vacations. We didn't do all the crazy stuff. We didn't come from a ton, but we had Ole Miss. And that's one thing that my family always did together. So, man, I would just constantly follow players. You know, I know the whole roster in football. I know the whole baseball roster. I know all the recruits. And I'm not the only one, you know, that does that. Mississippi, there's kids that currently do that. And all the disappointment, all the, you know, almost, you know, it's just always the We Are Ole Miss thing is real. You know, Ole Miss has been through so much crap. And then, you know, to have it. So, I mean, it just felt awesome. It really was, man. It was a big thing for us and my family.
So who all is with you? I know Jessica, your wife. Did you take all the kids?
Yeah, we had the whole fam there. You know, I will say it's to my wife's credit. I fought tooth and nail to leave the babies at home, but you know, she was pretty adamant. Hey, this is an Ole Miss national championship. Like, what are you thinking? Like, well, how would you feel if, you know, we ended up winning this thing and you didn't have your kids, you know, your youngest boys there. So we gutted it out. We brought them. You know, they ate a lot of Mike and Ike's. They spilled a lot of, you know, stuff all over people around us. But you know what? They did great. And, yeah, we had the whole fam there, man.
Well, I mean, come on, man. Put yourself in their shoes. If your dad had left little Brad at home to go watch a national title, you'd have never forgiven him.
Oh, I know. It's almost comparable to what my buddy said. Yeah, I got invited to Augusta. And he had to bring one guest, and he brought somebody else and not his son. This is Drew Butler, guy play with, and he always tells that story. He's like, man, my dad could have brought me to Augusta, but he chose his friend over me. So
I could just totally see, like, one of your kids 20 30 years down the line in their therapy session had Ole Miss won a title without them, talking about, this was the moment my life changed.
Yeah, I didn't want that to happen, man. I didn't want that. So we all saw it, we all witnessed it, and man, it was crazy. It was, and what was great is that last day, I mean, the weather was perfect. It was a perfect, I mean, it felt like, I mean, it was unbelievable, man. It really was. And the Ole Miss fan support there was, I mean, it was second to none, man. I mean, they were, I went to the hotel before the second game, and they were lined up to the gills, man. I mean, I'm telling you that the energy of this fans, it helps more than you realize as a player, man. I mean, it was electric for Ole Miss, and it really was a cool, you know, experience.
I mean, I obviously know we had nothing to do with Ole Miss winning the title, but the Kool-Aid movement will be something I feel some Ole Miss fans, maybe not many, some Ole Miss fans will still associate and remember years down the line with this.
I wore my Kool-Aid shirt the first, not for the game, but I wore it around. I had the Kool-Aid rocking around. Yeah, I mean, it was just something fun and cool, dude. It was almost like the OM Spirit rally cap. You know, it was our thing that we kind of clung to for this year. And it was, oh man, I mean, who would have ever thought? You know, 7-14. You know, I mean, I dumped the Kool-Aid out a long time ago. It was just like, hey, you know, just one of those years. But man, we just kept hanging along, and you know, we. The talent finally showed up, and it was a rally like none other. And it was, I think that's why it was so disappointing throughout the years. You saw the talent that we have, and it finally shows up, and wow, now you're the best team in the nation. So, yeah, man, this is honestly one of the coolest sports runs that I can remember.
I was mostly with friends in and around Ole Miss, be it on the beat or that I met in college, also high school friends, but more importantly, I was with my wife, Emily, celebrating on Sunday as Ole Miss won a title, our 12th wedding anniversary. And yet everywhere I walked, if somebody stopped me, which wasn't all that often, but if they did, they'd say, hey, Ben, where is Brad? Like, you and I are supposed to be attached at the hip.
Yeah, so likewise, man. People are asking me, hey, where's Ben? I said, I don't know. He's probably sitting in his hotel room right now, superstitiously scared to be at this game. So, you know, people kind of know the banter on the podcast, and they definitely come up and shoot some at us. So yeah, that was pretty cool, man.
See, that's what I've been working towards all this time. You being recognized as an Ole Miss podcaster instead of the former football player who gave everything to the program. That's so perfect.
I think they like me better as the Kool-Aid pod guy. You know, that I don't really fall start as much when I'm on the pod. So I think they like me better on the pod.
That's all I wanted. That's perfect. When did you really think that they could do this? That they could make a run, get hot, like Tim Elko said? Because you've been Mr. Kool-Aid positive guy all year. But was there a time when you thought, okay, I see it now. It could happen. It could really happen this time.
Well, I think if you really look back at the Arkansas series, they played really well. They went up there and played really well. They didn't win the series, but they should have. You know, they had a lead late in the games and blew it kind of deal. I thought, okay, they played pretty well up there. Then they come back and sweep LSU. And I think I texted you after that and was like, oh, baby, I'm back to drinking the Kool-Aid. So, you know, after that, it kind of had that, like, you know, everything. I think really from that moment on, they have been in – why I think they were so good in the postseason is because they have been in postseason mode since midseason.
Holy cow, yeah. Yeah.
So they were so battle-tested by the time they got to the World Series. They've been playing for their life all year. You know, I feel like they played so relaxed and played well because of that very thing. And, you know, that goes on. Playing with a little pressure helps, man. I mean, it really does. And they were pressure-tested since midseason and had to do the unlikely route. But, you know, I think that plays a lot into why they were so successful whenever they got in big games later in the year.
Can we all agree now that we are Ole Miss is dead? It's dead. They've won a title in a major three sport outside of the speeding ticket I got coming back home. That's we are Ole Miss. It's like the sports guys going, hey, you just had one of the most magical moments of your life, but remember, we are Ole Miss. Here's your speeding ticket and fine.
Yeah, I got one. I got one that's even more we are Ole Miss. I can almost one up that story from Omaha. We're out at the we went to like a little place across the street from the stadium, kind of walk around with some friends. And I'm pretty sure that Tim Elko got denied access into this place. I'm like, oh my gosh. And it's nothing to do with Ole Miss, but it's like, man, this guy's one of the main reasons this place is on fire, this bars are crazy, and he just denied access. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's
so brutal. If anybody deserved to get in, it's Tim Elko. He's the reason your bar is on fire right now. Why so many people want to drink your drinks? Let that guy in.
Yeah, I'm like, you mean tell me that the best player in this? Cool. Yeah, we'll send it back. Everybody's here because of him. So, yeah, pretty funny stuff.
Is he the one player all Ole Miss fans will remember from this? Are there others in your mind, or is there a better candidate than Tim?
I think, you know what, I was actually thinking about this very thing. So I think we'll always remember Tim, but I think DeLucia is going to be in my mind as well. And which is odd because DeLucia, I think at one point, if you look back at our text thread, we had said, hey, this dude's a starter. We think this dude's a starter. And this is back whenever he was like getting in there, like a little bit, looked really good, but you know, just didn't really get much of a chance. He kind of came on. I mean, dude, he was phenomenal. He's one of the best. Honestly, DeLucia of the last stretch is one of the best Ole Miss pitchers of all time. And the way he played for the last, you know, some odd games, that is one of the best Ole Miss pitchers of all time.
And if I had told you, Mr. Kool-Aid Man, Mr. Positivity, back in April when he first got inserted into the rotation, that he would end up in the same conversation as Drew Pomeranz, Doug Nikhazy, Christian Trent, that even for you would have been a bridge too far.
The only thing I can compare that to is if you would have told me the year before that two years ago, that Matt Corral would have been a high draft pick. That's the only thing I can compare that to as far as like, you would have been like, yeah, right. You're crazy. Dylan DeLucia is going to throw 17 innings and only give up like one run in the College World Series and just continuously should know. There's not a soul that predicted that. There's not a salt. There's very few. As a matter of fact, I'm glad there's almost zero that prediction. We were 7-14 and we were winning a national title. Zero. So it was that surprising. I mean, I think that, you know, DeLucia just almost did like a Corral. I mean, just came out of nowhere and ended up being like our star player. Whenever you said, hey, when you look at his stuff, you said, hey, you got good stuff. Just like you always said, hey, Corral can throw the ball. looks good at times, but man, just came out of nowhere. Nice. It's like this superstar. And I'll always remember him. I know people remember Elko, but I always remember DeLucia, man. I just think what he did. I mean, when he had the ball in his hand, it was almost an automatic dub. I mean, you just thought, hey, it almost felt like when Doug had the ball, like you're winning this game. And the fact that he came from where he was earlier in the year to that, I mean, that's phenomenal.
This podcast is also brought to you in part by Thomas Chandler. Have you ever wondered what you're going to do for retirement? Or if you're ever actually going to be able to retire? Well, if so, give my friend Thomas Chandler a call. He specializes in retirement and investment planning and loves helping people plan for their dream. And he can offer you pretty much anything you could possibly need, from mutual funds to employee benefits, college savings plans. Give him a call, 662-296-0186. That's 662-296-0186. And start taking control of your future today with Thomas Chandler. If you haven't already subscribed, rate, review this podcast on iTunes. And when you do, leave a 5-star review. I do not care what you say. Ben, you're too loud. Ben, you're too obnoxious. Ben, you keep interrupting. Whatever it might be, leave a 5-star review. This podcast can be found wherever you get your podcast. Just simply search Talk of Champions in Spotify or SoundCloud, iTunes, you name it. We're there. Stitcher, let's hear from a couple of more proud sponsors of Talk of Champions. Your Ole Miss baseball Rebels are national champions. Yes, that really happened. Your eyes did not deceive you. And what better way to celebrate, since we all spent way too much money getting to and back home from Omaha, than with a new car? Well, the only place to buy a car in Oxford, Mississippi is Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford. From new and used sales to parts and service, Allen Samuels of Oxford aims to provide a truly stellar automotive experience. And what separates Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford from every other dealership is they aim to address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. They'll get you in the car you want at a price point that you can afford. Give them a call today, 662-234-8000. Ask for Brian or Mason to tell them to Talk of Champions sent you, because now Talk of Champions actually makes sense. Ole Miss baseball won a national championship, and they'll get you in your dream car with your Ole Miss Omaha magnet planted right there on the driver's side door. They're located at 2201 East University Avenue in Oxford. That's 2201 East University Avenue. That's just past Kroger. Contact them today, 662-234-8000. That's Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford, a proud sponsor of the national champion Talk of Champions podcast.
BNA Bank is celebrating 125 years of local banking. For generations, BNA Bank has been a stable fixture in Northeast Mississippi, supporting and investing in our local small businesses, local schools, local community events, local charities, and so much more. At BNA Bank, we believe in our local communities, businesses, and organizations because we are a local business, too. Thank you for choosing to bank local with BNA Bank.
Here in Oxford, Mississippi, golf matters. For the Ole Miss Rebels, the casual looking to knock out a quick 18. Yes, we care about the fit when we hit the course, and PXG Apparel has something for everyone. Me? You Talk of Champions listeners know I'm a daily hat wearer, and especially at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has mastered a snapback for any type of weather or occasion. My navy goes with pretty much everything. Point is, PXG has you covered for any and all golf attire, making sure the fit is right in all the right places. Made with premium materials and technology designed for peak performance, these confidence-inspiring looks invite all-day play, taking you seamlessly from a round of golf to the office to a night on the square. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC at checkout to save 10% on all apparel.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, You're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's one.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
I'm still never going to get over that this was the Ole Miss baseball team that did it. They're like what, honestly, in your opinion, sixth, seventh most talented team ever?
The reason I think it's evened out is because I do think this offense is one of the best that we ever had. I mean, you won't find, I mean, the middle of that order, and then you got Alderman, guys like Alderman Harris that kind of stepped up. I mean, I think talent-wise, this team is pretty loaded, man. I really do. But now the pitching staff, this was not the most talented pitching staff I've ever had. Not even close. I think you're well under top five there, but you had two guys step up and really become sort of dominant, and your bullpen, it kind of threw me for a loop. Once that staff came on and pitched the way that they pitched along their offense, that's when we finally got to see what actual Ole Miss, you know, Ole Miss baseball was about. But if DeLucia and Elliott doesn't come up, I mean, where does the season even go if those guys don't get a chance and do what they did? There's no telling what would happen. You look at our first weekend rotation and you say, wow. It wasn't even close to what it looked like at the end of the year. So that alone getting figured out is what led to this.
What do you mean you don't know what would happen if Dylan DeLucia and Hunter Elliott didn't get inserted and thrive in the starting rotation? What would have happened is they wouldn't have made the playoffs. They wouldn't have even made the SEC tournament. Mike Bianco would have been fired. The entire trajectory of this program would have completely been flipped on its ear. Instead, they win a national championship. And I don't know what to do now. It changes for everybody, not just the players and coaches, not just the fans. I don't know how to cover it. I don't know how to treat Ole Miss anymore other than we are Ole Miss is dead. What do you do? What do you do now? What do we do now?
I don't know. We don't know what to do now. This is the first time we've been in this situation. So, I say you just enjoy it for a little while and then, football season's coming around the corner and, yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, this is uncharted. This is definitely a territory that none of us have lived before. I mean, that's just to be completely honest. So it'll be interesting to see what happens from here. I still think we're going to have a talented team next year. I think that, I don't know, man. I mean, maybe this is a breakthrough. Maybe this is a breakthrough to a run like we've never seen before or a historic run. You just don't know. Or maybe it's like Mississippi State. They don't make it the next year. So I don't know. Who knows, man? We've never been in a situation. I'm excited to go through it.
Right, but you've always been more pragmatic than me. Well, I'll take that back, because in text message conversations with you, you can go through it. It can be a mess.
My texts are the typical Ole Miss fan.
Yeah.
Like, it could be one pitch, I can be here. Five pitches later, I can be on a whole different level. You know what I mean? Like, it's the most – I mean, it is legit bipolar, my texts.
Completely bipolar, because you're the biggest Ole Miss fangirl I know. And that's why when Brandon Johnson struck out the final batter and they dogpiled on the mound, one of the very first people I thought about was you. I'm happy for you, man, because I know how much it means to you. Even though you gave your literal blood, sweat, and tears to a different Ole Miss sport altogether, this meant the world to you. So sincerely, congrats, man.
Yeah, man, I just love it, dude. I Ole Miss baseball I guess I got hooked whenever the early years, you had the Petways, the Heads, all those guys, man. They kind of got you, that team, those teams were so good, you know, the way they hit the ball. I mean, just, I don't know, I was a young kid, and that's just kind of, I mean, I loved Ole Miss baseball, man, I really did. And then to see it kind of grow over the years, it's one of those things that it's a fun part of the year for Ole Miss, and we're always good. It's the one sport I've always said, hey, like, that's the one sport we actually have a chance to win a national title. They don't have a Nick Saban in baseball. They don't, you know, it's there. We can do this in baseball. So, I didn't know it would happen, but I would always hope it happened. And finally, man, it happens. It happens in a year whenever you definitely did not expect it.
Yeah, but I'm asking you because you're the one that we all will listen to, will take the advice of. What do we do now? Because I'm like Ricky Bobby and don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah, man. I mean, you just, hey, you enjoy it while it lasts. And, you know, you just got to know a whole nother season is going to be coming next year. So I think you just enjoy it. You appreciate it. And then, you know, you kind of, I think Ole Miss can do one or two things. I think you can either use this as massive momentum and, you know, kind of roll up your sleeves kind of deal. Hey, I'm going to use this to, you know, maybe get more portal plus, maybe get the ball rolling for Ole Miss baseball. Hey, we got over the hump. Do we take this to another level, or do we get complacent and say, hey, you know, I like this championship. I'm going to sit on it. I'm going to sit back. I'm not going to do some of the little things. You know, there's two different ways, you know, but what my hope is we take the, you know, we take this as really good momentum, positive momentum. We blast it everywhere. We hit the portal harder. We recruit twice as hard. We work twice as hard. And hey, look up next year, and Ole Miss's Omaha is just a natural thing for us. You know, we're back there. We're back competing at it every year. You know, we turn into an actual championship powerhouse program. So that's what my hope is. But you know, you never know. You never know what can happen. I mean, you look at Mississippi State. They go to the national championship one year, have pretty much a lot of the same players back. Now they're losing their pitcher, a couple good hitters, whatever. And they don't even make the SEC tournament. So, you know, you definitely don't want that. You definitely don't want that to happen.
Here's what I'm getting at. What I think Ole Miss baseball has done is shown that it can be done at Ole Miss. It can happen at Ole Miss. For the other sports, football and women's golf did it first, but I'm talking about the big three. Football and basketball, even basketball, which is a distant third at Ole Miss. It can be done at Ole Miss. When Ole Miss, as a full-on collective community, puts the full might of that community, of that collective, behind it, like Ole Miss baseball did. Look at all the coaches that supported Mike Bianco, every single one of them. Not just Lane Kiffin, Coach Joe, the golf coach, both golf coaches, soccer coach, everybody supporting Mike Bianco, and the fans that showed up. 25,000 strong, outnumbering Oklahoma fans in my estimation, which is crude, 10-1. It can be done. There are no excuses anymore. We are Ole Miss is dead. The excuses, we're not having it. It can happen at Ole Miss because we just saw it happen at Ole Miss.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there, man. I think you said the best there. I mean, it's just the unbelievable support. It really is a proud moment for all Ole Miss. I mean, to see that kind of turnout. And you're right, man. I mean, and it was not a cheap trip, you know. And I'll tell you this right now, there were some crazy price scouting going on with this. That's just part of the way it works at all sporting events. And, man, people freaking made some sacrifices to come 12 hours away or even more away to come to that you know, wasn't like that was in the South. I mean, that was way up there in freaking Nebraska. So, you know, and they showed up, and like you said, man, there's people everywhere. So that just goes to show you, man, like there – it can be done at Ole Miss. It can be done on a consistent basis. We should keep pouring all our resources into keep growing the school. I mean, we can do this in every sport. This is always, I've said this, you know, for long, lots of years. Ole Miss is just a great shell that has so much potential, and it's barely even been tapped into. Man, it's a beautiful campus, beautiful school. The potential here, we're only scratching the surface on what the potential of Ole Miss could be. And I think this is a great start right here to get our first national championship in one of the big three sports. And, man, I just think that, you know, like I said, I think that Ole Miss, the best is yet to come for Ole Miss.
Well, last thing before we get out of here, the stage is yours. The final Brad's big thing for Ole Miss baseball, the national champions of 2022.
We're on three, one, two, three.
Let's go.
Brad's big thing.
Oh man. So I'd say the big thing is kind of what I touched on earlier. Like, how are we going to handle this as a program? You know, I think this is going to, these next, you know, 12 months, 18 months, like, what are we going to do to leverage this national title? You know, are we going to hit the ground running, you know, try to really build momentum and really turn this program into a national power? Or are we going to be a one-hit wonder? That's my thing. That's what I want everybody to be focusing on. Hey, what can we do? What can we as Ole Miss fans, what can we do as administration to roll up our sleeves and make this a consistent theme at Ole Miss? And I think how we handle this, you know, this championship and this moment going forward, it can set us up for years to come. Or, you know, we can say, hey, we're happy with it. We'll sit back and ride it off into the sunset and see you again in 40, 50 years. So I think that's my thing I'm looking at. I want to see how they handle this. I want to see how our coaches respond, you know, the program in general. You know, how can Ole Miss get to where we're a national power? And that's my big thing, man.
And that'll be the final word in this edition of Talk of Champions. He's Bradley Sal, former Ole Miss offensive lineman, 8-year NFL vet. I'm Ben Garrett, at Spirit Ben on Twitter. We're not going anywhere. We still got shows to do. I guess we're going to have to talk about a quarterback battle soon. But right now, we continue to celebrate Ole Miss winning a national championship for the first time in a major sport since the 60s. Ole Miss baseball. They did it. They did the thing. And the Kool-Aid man has busted through the wall. He's hanging out with other Kool-Aid men in Kool-Aid heaven. The movement worked. And Brad was at the center of it. Thanks, buddy.
See you, Ben. Howdy, howdy.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.